From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the U.S. must extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen over his alleged involvement in last week's failed military coup. Gulen, in self-imposed exile in Pennsylvania, has denied any involvement and dismissed the effort as doomed to fail. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Monday the U.S. is awaiting Turkey's formal extradition request.
At this point, we have not received an extradition request from the Turkish government as it relates to Mr. Gulen. If and when we receive a request, we will evaluate that request based on the extradition treaty that was signed by the United States and Turkey more than 30 years ago.
Earnest said such a request, if received, must be evaluated to determine if the alleged crime fits the treaty and if a standard of evidence can be reached.
Seçilmiş hükümetini, milli iradesini.
Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim warned his country would rethink its relationship with Washington if the cleric is not extradited. Meanwhile, media reports say nearly 20,000 members of the police, civil service, judiciary, and army have been detained or suspended since Friday's coup effort. More than 200 were killed as a faction of the military tried to seize power. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said while he supports efforts to bring those responsible for the failed coup to justice, he urged Ankara against going too far while restoring order. Four Kenyan policemen have been charged with murder in the alleged extrajudicial killings of activist lawyer Willie Kamani, his client, and their driver June 23rd. The three disappeared after Kamani made a court appearance. The case involved a complaint surrounding allegations police shot at his client in April. The four policemen are being detained until their next court appearance, scheduled August 16th. This is VOA News.